Now, the leader of the Lebanese resistance movement, Hezbollah, says Israel and the United States have infiltrated terrorist Takfiri groups operating in the Middle East region and are using them to promote their own interests.
Of course, Israel has infiltrated these Takfiri groups. The Americans are using these groups and, of course, have used them in Iraq for a long time and also elsewhere.
Nasrallah, speaking at a ceremony held to commemorate the martyrdom of resistance commanders, noted that Saudi-backed Takfiri groups are seeking to sow sectarian discord throughout the entire region. He described the Al-Nusra Front and the militants associated with a group called the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIL, as the best examples of the Saudi-backed Takfiri mindset. Nasrallah defended the fact that Hezbollah members are fighting against Takfiri groups in Syria, saying that the Lebanese resistance movement has not changed its policy in this regard.
I have explained a lot about our presence in Syria, the reasons behind our fight in Syria, the reasons behind the fact that we'll continue to fight in Syria, and why we shall be present where we are at the moment. There is no change to this approach.
He stated that Hezbollah members are fighting in Syria in order to secure Lebanon and its borders against the Takfiri terrorism, which is a threat to all the Lebanese people, both Muslims and Christians. Elsewhere in his remarks, Nasrallah voiced support for the new Lebanese government, calling it a government of, quote, national interest. Nasrallah also said Hezbollah has never been opposed to sitting at the same table with the March 14th group. From Idaho now, via Skype, joining us is author and journalist Mark Glenn. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Glenn. Now, I'd like to just pick up a point that Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah made earlier in his speech, in which he said that the Takfiri elements in Syria right now are not just a threat to the region, but to the entire world. Do you see it that way as well?
Sure, because they are, in essence, wild dogs without any conscience and without any kind of guidance. And a wild dog that can just as easily attack one innocent group of people can attack any group anywhere in the world. And so in this case, because they have no compass other than to follow the dictates of a violent nature, means that as easily as they can attack innocent people in Syria or Lebanon or elsewhere, that they could also literally turn on those who have trained them and to attack them as well, meaning the United States and Israel.
Indeed. Speaking of which, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah also pointed out the Saudi support for these Takfiri elements. Earlier, a report by Wall Street Journal also bore testament to this fact. What interests do you think that the Saudis see in prolonging what's taking place in Syria, considering these Takfiri elements are so detrimental, not just to the region's security, but as you pointed out, the whole world?
Well, the Saudis see the Syrians as being an extension of Iran. And of course, Iran is a Shia country, whereas Saudi Arabia is a Sunni country. And Saudi Arabia basically is the powerhouse of the Middle East, not the least of which is due to the support that it gets from the United States. And so, given the fact that Iran is sitting there literally just right across the Persian Gulf, and the fact that Iran is a stable and very steady country and is growing in influence by the day, the very corrupt Saudi family that has been ruling the kingdom now for a century, they are very nervous about this because Syria is the connection of Iran to the Arab world. And so in that respect, this is why the Saudis are so desperate to see the regime of Bashar al-Assad brought down, because in their hopes, by bringing him down, they will be able to effectively sever the connection that exists between Iran's sole Arab ally in the Middle East, which is Syria.
But then it's not just Sunni versus Shia or Muslim versus Christian now, is it? Because we've already seen this alliance, as you just outlined, between Saudi Arabia, the U.S. and Israel in prolonging what's taking place on the ground in Syria.
Absolutely. And the other wild card in this, of course, is Russia. The fact that you have Syria as basically a front door for Iran, and also Syria as a front door for Russia. The United States and Saudi Arabia are very nervous about Russia, especially the influence and the respectability that she has gained, not just in the Middle East, but around the world recently. And they're very nervous about the fact that possibly Russia could challenge the United States for dominance in the Middle East. And so it is for this reason as well that it's not just a Sunni-Shia conflict, as you pointed out, but a power struggle, very, very multipolar power struggle that could end very badly, as if it hasn't already.
All right. Author and journalist Mark Glenn, they're joining us from Idaho via Skype. Mr. Glenn, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.